Could there be some new rules of engagement?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We've been talking about financial regulations that are being put in place to avoid the kind of financial fallout we've been seeing this last, year or so. We're hearing today reports that the Obama administration may be looking to change the way financial industry workers are paid. And we're not just talking about those firms that are getting government help. From New York, here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The White House is considering using the powers of the Federal Reserve and the Securities and Exchange Commission for enforcement. The Fed, for example, could keep financial institutions from paying employees an amount that it thinks threatens the security of the entire economy. Think bonuses paid for short-term gains based on, say, the sale of mortgage-backed securities. Charles Elson, who directs the Center on Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware, says he's troubled by the thought of more government intervention.
Frankly, the solution has to do with creating boards of directors in those organizations who are aligned with the long-term interest of the company itself, a la long-term stockholders. When the government starts setting limits, what you do is you create either a talent flight, which is not helpful, or evasion.
In an effort to halt the talent flight, reports say the Obama administration may extend these regulations to the currently unregulated world of hedge funds and private equity firms. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
On Wall Street, a little of this, a little of that. The Dow yesterday gained more than 0.5% to close at 84.69. Asian markets were mixed in trading today. European stocks are lower right now. The European Commission today slapped a huge fine on chipmaker Intel, $1.5 billion, for offering what it says are illegal rebates and using other practices to squeeze out rival AMD. The French Senate is expected to pass a law today cracking down on internet piracy. People who violate it could lose their connection for up to a year. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
The measure is pretty radical. If passed, it will set up a new agency to monitor people's internet use. Anyone suspected of downloading material illegally will be sent a warning letter, and another if they do it again. After a third offence, the user will be cut off from the internet for up to a year. The French bill conflicts with a measure passed by the European Parliament last week that prohibited EU governments from cutting off internet access without a court order. But John Kennedy, a spokesman for the global record industry, welcomes the French move.
We think it sends a great message to the community at wide. We think in terms of online piracy, which is the scourge of the creative industries at the moment, it sends a strong deterrent and educational message.
Kennedy says Taiwan and South Korea already have similar laws, and he believes many other countries, including the US, may eventually follow suit. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
2 months or 2 years? A bankruptcy for Chrysler could take a lot longer than the Obama administration predicted. Today, Bloomberg reported the president's timing could be off because it only takes into account the selling of Chrysler's best assets to Fiat. The report cites lawyers who say creditors would fight it out over what's left.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media brings you 4 documentaries about the economic crisis, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Dick Messer can go either way about the car. The executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles shows a lot of gas guzzlers. But he drives something a little different. As part of Marketplace's series, The Next American Dream, we examine the quintessential American accessory that helped build suburbia and gives us freedom and isn't so environmentally friendly. That's something Dick Messer wants to fix, starting with his own ride.
The GX model Honda, that's my commuter car. That's a car that I drive on a daily basis, and it's natural gas powered. It is basically pollution-free. There's a little bit of a pollution, but nothing anywhere near what it would be if it was a car was gasoline-powered.
How difficult is it to find natural gas?
It's not difficult at all. That's a huge myth. Natural gas is anywhere from around the L.A. area, anywhere from $1.35. I filled up last night. It was $1.79.
So why is natural gas better than electric?
I have a home in Riverside, California, which is 75 miles east of here. And you can't get there. You can't get from Los Angeles to Riverside, to my house in Riverside, on one charge with an electric car right now. You can't do it.
What do you say to people who tell you that electric cars are cleaner?
My answer is they're not.
Why?
Well, you've got to take it right back from the beginning. Battery production. You got lead in your batteries. You got all kinds of toxic chemicals inside the battery. And then you got the disposal of the batteries. We're getting to the point now where some of these Priuses have been out since 2002, 2003, and their batteries are starting to go bad. What are you going to do when you get rid of the old battery pack? How's that disposed of? Well, it goes to a toxic waste dump. The other issue is the production of electricity. You know, you are running the car on electricity. It's not free energy.
What brought you to this? What brought you to driving a car, you know, that's fueled by natural gas?
This is my offset. We're a museum. We have a lot of gas-guzzling cars. I own a lot of gas-guzzling cars. I own some muscle cars. I own a 63 Lincoln Continental that I've had since new. I've got a 53 Cadillac. These cars are getting 11, 12 miles a gallon, but I only drive them maybe once a month. This is my contribution to Mother Earth, you know, and to set an example for the people that come to the Peterson. I'm saying I'm the director of the museum, and I drive a natural gas-powered Honda, and I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's a comfortable car. It's got plenty of zip. It's clean energy. The thing that's a mystery to me is why more people haven't caught on this.
Well, Dick Messer, the executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good luck with your car.
Thank you.
Check out our Next American Dream section inside our website, marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts there and check out our Scratchpad, too, with online host and blogger Scott J. Gow. Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.